Welcome to this week's What's the Story, the series where we help you write and publish your own book. I'm Monique Chambers, and this week I'm joined by Maria Muscat from the Book Council. So Maria, can you tell us a bit more about the Book Council's role, please?
Sure. Thanks for the invite, first off. So the Book Council, to a certain extent, we act as agents. We provide different services to the book industry and authors in Malta and act as ambassadors for them when we travel to fairs abroad. Mainly we organize big events like the National Book Festival, which last year we just rebranded as the Malta Book Festival, so mm-hmm. that, you know, it's even more marketable abroad that way. And we organize the National Book Prize as well. So, you know, the biggest literary events in Malta are essentially organized by us.
So what sort of services do you offer authors?
Okay, there's the ISBN. We are the representatives locally of the International ISBN Agency.
So that's the number you see on the end of every book.
Yes, so if you're publishing in Malta with local publishers, chances are that your publisher of choice will apply for your ISBN via us. Okay. And, you know, self-published authors can actually contact us as well. We have our website and you can download all the application forms from there and apply yourself.
Okay.
So there's that. We've just also launched the Book Fund. And we're offering local authors, you know, the opportunity to present us with a valid project and that we can fund. So we're trying to help out publication of things that a local publisher wouldn't find that feasible to do. But other than that, we're also helping with promotion grants. So for travel abroad, for workshops, it's quite a new and fluid fund, and it works, you know, on a case by case basis. So it's very, you know, it's very exciting for us to see what
do these
we can the, help with.
Authors applying, would they the books have to be in Maltese or can they be in English as well?
No.
So it's not restricted.
And you know, it could be poetry, and it could be research. And generally, I mention these two because generally with poetry and with very, very particular research topics, you find a problem, obviously, to get published it doesn't sell that much, but it doesn't mean that it shouldn't be published. So if we can help getting that published, then you never know, sort of.
And you said about book fairs. Tell us a bit more about book fairs internationally. How do they differ from book fairs locally?
Well, one of the biggest changes, I'd say, that the National Book Festival went through is that in the past 3 years we basically worked hard on trying to get that, you know, make it become a festival rather than a fair.
Okay, so more before, celebration of books.
Yeah,
then.
And having, okay, safeguarding the selling of the books and the purchase, because obviously the market needs that, but also introducing a very varied program of events as well to make it more cultural.
So is that book readings?
Yes, book launches, workshops. We have school kids coming over in the mornings and we organize an educational sort of program for them as well. We have drama, we have also music. And okay. So, yes, it's very... And one important thing that happens during the festival as well is also related to a contest that we organize. We, together with PBS... We have the short film contest.
Okay.
Basically, it's deadline is for the applications is over now, but it's going to happen every year. So if you miss this one, it's going to happen again. We launch basically the winner of this contest, and it happens where you know you get a young filmmaking team, and they choose a story, a Maltese published story, and turn it into a short movie.
Okay, and the movie then gets you help to distribute it.
Yes,
locally.
Yes. And its premiere happens during the book festival as well. So basically, yes, our program of events is very multimedia, and we're trying to branch out as well, just to keep it
bringing
books.
So when is the fair normally? What time of year?
November, and in fact, this year is going to happen between the 9th and the 13th of November at the Mediterranean Conference Center. So it happens in the big hall. So get all the local publishers, distributors, bookshops to set up store, and it's a lovely 5-day experience for us.
And for the publishers, how do you work with them?
Okay, basically we have money which is allocated you know, directly and very simply towards book purchases, which we then either disseminate in schools, but mostly to the libraries.
Right.
So part of our funding, mm-hmm. which comes because obviously as an entity we fall under the Ministry of Education, and so our funding, some of it goes towards that. So it's literally direct help to the publishers because we purchase books from them. I mean, we organize also a lot of like seminars and workshops. Our visit, we've just come back from, for example, the London Book Fair. And this time around, it's our second visit, and it was, well, it's a learning curve. Let's put it that way. We try to work with more local publishers. We offered our space for them at the London Book Fair, which is obviously a very competitive and mm-hmm. very market-driven book fair. We're offering them this space so that, you know, they can come there, you know, be present, learn more about the publishing industries abroad and but also use the space for meetings, for example.
Okay. What's the benefit of attending a book fair for a publisher? What are they doing? They're exposing their books to new buyers?
So there is that, but not only. The Maltese market is very particular. It is actually quite strong for Malta's size and, you know, quite prolific. But obviously we have this double-edged sword situation where we have Maltese to, you know, and a lot of our publications which happen in Maltese, we try to export those by attracting, you know, mostly publishing houses that deal with translation, for example.
Right.
And, you know, it's a case of trying to buy rights of say, English or any other language publications from abroad and translating them into Maltese.
Okay.
Or vice versa. So trying to sell the rights in that case of say, prize-winning novels in Malta and trying to export our literature abroad in that way as well.
And hopefully one of them becoming a blockbuster film one day.
Let's hope. And we've had some very, you know, good contenders, I think, in the past 2-3 years. So
just waiting.
Yeah, yes.
See what happens. So what else happens at book fairs?
For example, our last visit, again, to London, I mentioned London, but we've been to Luxembourg as well, and currently our executive chairman is in Abu Dhabi Book Fair as well. So, yes, we are trying to branch out that way. But we also collaborated with Club Kotba Maltin on two anthologies of prize-winning excerpts from novels and from poetry. So we created these two books that are, you know, Maltese works translated into English,
okay,
that we are trying to give out literally and attract the attention of interested publishers abroad. So we did that as well. Well, there was something that, you know, we were offered a really nice opportunity as well, where, again, it might not appear as mm-hmm. if this falls under the remit of the Book Council, but we do a lot of different things, and we helped bring together a small team of people to set up, present a performance of Shakespeare in Maltese as well at the London Book Fair. So, yes, it's a... We do a lot of different things.
New chapters every day, I think.
Yes.
What happens on your remit. So tell us a bit more. You said about book prizes and contests that go on.
Okay, so I'd say the biggest, obviously, literary contest would be the National Book Prize. And last year, it happens every year because we try to update the rules and regulations and the mm-hmm. criteria, the judging criteria and stuff like that. But it has gone, the book prize has undergone a big change lately because we've separated the book prize into two. So there's the National Book Prize for certain, I'd say, literature aimed for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is the Teramashka Prize, which is, well, it's aimed for literature for children and adolescents and also caters for translation.
Right.
So, because it happens a lot in that market with you know, literature for the young, we get a lot of translation. And it's important also for us because we do not have enough authors who write
in English.
Who write in Maltese. And so we need to translate and get translated in that area. So the prize has separated into two. The National Book Prize, you get awards for the novel, the short story, there's poetry, general research, then historiographic research, or slightly more focused in that way, and translation as well.
Okay. And what does it actually consist of? Is it a fund? Is it an award itself?
It's an award, and the authors do get also, you know, a monetary gift.
But obviously the recognition for them is projects them onto the top shelf.
Yep, exactly.
Excellent. Yeah. So how can authors take advantage? So the deadline is, what time of year does it...
So the National Book Prize, the deadline was 8th of April.
Okay, so the next one will be coming next spring. So.
Exactly. The winners of the Teremashka Prize also are announced during the Malta Book Festival, so okay. They get enough promotion since we get a lot of children coming in, then, you know, it helps, uh-huh. It helps the winning authors to...
All the shortlisting is public as well, I'm guessing.
As well, and that happens over the summer. But there's also another contest, which is, you know, it was basically a collaboration between Agencia Zaza and the National Book Council. It was invented to basically cater for this lacuna in the market, which is, I find the least catered for market is adolescents.
Yes.
And we created this contest to attract more writers to write for that age group, basically. If you're 20 plus and writing in Maltese for a crowd between 13 and 18 years of age, you know, you should apply for this.
We're actually going to be talking to a couple of teen authors throughout the series.
Okay,
I'm quite looking forward to those because it just does take you back to the innocence of your youth when you read teen fiction. I think. And what else can you tell us about the book fund?
Well, it's still we have rules and again criteria against which we judge these. I'm not on the judging panel, just to make that, just to make that clear.
So no bribery.
No, okay. No. Cake always helps, but no. But like I said, it is a case by case thing, and people just authors should just give as much information as possible, follow the guidelines of the regulations, and submit a good proposal, so that, you know, there's, you know, the breakdown of the budget and everything, because, you know, we're giving you money, we're trying to help you, so help us choose you to a certain extent, because we do get a lot of, you know, just
random,
not
so where's the application, where do we get the application form from?
Yes, this is very important. Okay, our website basically has different sections on it. It's www.ktieb.org.mt.
Okay.
And yes, you have all the applications are uploaded in the different sections because, like I said, since we
have a lot of
things, we have to organize it that way.
If you've just joined us, welcome back to What's the Story. I'm here with Maria Muscat from the Book Council, and we're discussing book fairs and awards that happen in Malta and also internationally. So, I've seen an acronym flying around, an ISMN.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, up until last year, like I said, we were offering the ISBN service, which basically stands for International Standard Book Number.
Okay.
ISMN is for musical notation.
Okay.
And we're getting a lot more, you know, musicians putting their music down and publishing it, and you need a different number for that. So we're catering for that as well.
So the Musical Book Council, you have to rename yourself.
As if we needed something else.
But I'm sure that once this starts to grow in popularity, you'll possibly be doing events around that as well, potentially.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I'll mention it. To the council.
Okay. And the Book Council itself, sorry, just before the break, we were talking about book prizes and awards that you give. Do books have to be approved by the Book Council for them to be able to apply?
Well, the only two things that need to be checked is basically that the books submitted for the book prize have to have a locally issued ISBN.
Okay.
And that you need to do the legal deposit, which is basically leave a couple of copies. It's a system that basically it's the responsibility of the National Library mm-hmm. in Valletta, and you have to do that. And if your book has already been legally deposited at the library and has the local ISBN, then right. You're good to go. Yes,
we it's an absolute privilege to have your own book in the National Library personally.
As well,
just to go in there and visit it. Any mm-hmm. excuse. So the Book Council itself, what other initiatives is it running to encourage more writers or publishers or even illustrators?
Yes. Well, one exciting project that we have at the moment is, It's a TV program that we have.
Okay.
It airs every Monday mm-hmm. on TVM mm-hmm. before the 8 o'clock news. It's literally just a 4-minuter, but you know, prime time and like
yes.
that. We're not preaching to the converted, you know. We're trying to reach out and get people to read more. And basically, what we do is we invite local authors or just anyone related to the industry in the general sense, and ask them what they've been reading lately. It's called Raidan Lahar. And we just ask them to talk about their books, and you know, it's the best. So in that way, we're also letting the public know that this is a big industry, and we do publish a lot in here. And it is, you know, we have a very interesting scene growing as well. So by you know, getting the general public closer to the industry via TV, I think it's one of the ways.
Yeah. So you're asking strangers, or you're asking sort of authors and
authors and but you know not even publishers and lecturers and people, not necessarily in the public eye
okay.
as such, but just to perhaps what you're trying to do also with your program here is to show, you know, the different facets to the industry as well.
Yes, so, no, we believe that, you know, everyone has a book in them, and it's yeah. how can they release that book and actually, you know, get it down on paper,
yeah,
whether
yeah.
you actually get to publishing stage or you just know you've done it. And you know,
and it's also refreshing to hear these people speak about not necessarily what they've written, but what they liked.
Mm.
And that's, you know, it says something about them as well.
And it
creators.
Expands your reading list as well, because you
yep.
often hear about an author that you won't have heard, or if you
yeah.
sort of
yeah.
go from one author to the next. And okay. authors never write fast enough. My favourite authors never write their next book. I'm ready for
probably
it before they have.
Yeah, it's probably
so,
why
it's
they're
really
your
annoying.
Favourite though. Because
so you have to find somebody yeah. else in the interim, and things like this can actually yeah. open your eyes to
exactly.
to different authors. But,
well, we also help by organising seminars
okay.
for authors. We collaborate, for example, with Creative Europe to basically make translation funds more accessible and more understood, because in Malta we have separate entities who offer these kind of funds, and sometimes it becomes a bit of a jungle. It becomes literally a funding jungle, and and funding processes can obviously take a lot of work. So we try to make that a bit easier for them. We've had seminars, you know, where and direct consultation meetings with authors, for example, about say the festival, just out to help them. So it's good that they show up and, you know, tell us what they really think about how we can help them.
And again, all the information for these upcoming events is on your website
and Facebook page.
Okay.
And we try to
the Facebook
that.
Page is also...
It's under National Book Council Malta. Yeah.
Easier to find, I
guess. Yes.
And what about illustrators? Are there illustrators out there that you can help meet authors or publishers? Do you help in that sense as well from the artistic point?
Yes. If basically our policy is, if you have a query about that, we'll do our best to help. So email us and we'll do that, because we, like I said, the mark in a bigger country, all of these initiatives would, you know, probably be the remit of different agencies.
Right.
But over here, we can act as that one go-to agency.
Sort of central hub, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So by all means, if you are looking for a certain service in the industry, we can help out. And we do, you know, we do hold meetings with, say, big companies who want to do a certain thing. And then with just one author who, say, wants to... I don't know, discuss his project and perhaps see how we can help them. So we do that as well, even though obviously we're very understaffed, let's put it that way, because it's just four of us, really.
That's a lot, and a lot of talent in Malta. Like,
yeah, it's easy to get these people to meet. Mm-hmm. And so yes, if you need help, by all means, email us. I can give you my email address as well.
Yes, please do.
It's maria.e.muscat. Mm-hmm. @gov.mt. Do that, and we'll see how we can help.
Sure. And also, you run a couple of other fairs that I've noticed. The Campus Book Fair.
Yes, it's in its third year. It just happened back in April, beginning of April, and we do that in collaboration with the Tal Malti Università. Yeah, it's growing as well, and also so there's a book selling, like I said, with publishers who sort of cater for a more university student audience. So you get a lot of really good reference books and philosophy books and things like that. So,
but also some fiction.
Yes,
as well,
yes,
targeted,
yes, definitely. Their latest releases always. But you know, it's not like the Malta Book Festival, which is slightly more of a, you know, an event for all readers over here. And again, at the Campus Book Festival, we have an adjoining sort of program of events. So it's always busy in the evenings and during the day with workshops.
So you're seeing in general that books are still popular. It's not that people are going necessarily to Kindle. We're still printing and buying.
I know, it was a big fear. It was a big fear, but... All of the people I spoke to in London, actually, this obviously comes up a lot, and they said the trends are changing again, and
fantastic
back
news.
To the book.
It's absolutely. And are people using the libraries locally more?
Yes. In fact, for Libraries Day, which happened obviously during World Book Day,
yes,
the libraries just launched their e-book scheme. So now, if you're enrolled in the library, you have your library card.
Uh-huh.
Now you're given a password, and you can borrow e-books online as well.
So that's downloading books,
yeah.
So electronic books. Ah, oh, fantastic!
Yeah. So yeah, we're. Very high tech now. Libraries are not what they used to be, even though, to be fair, I love an old library. But
yes, no, there's nothing quite so indulgent as crawling into the corner of a library, discovering a new book,
yes.
And just being thrown out when the library's going to be closing. Happened to me more than once. And
yes.
I think the libraries are doing quite a lot more storytelling, not just to children,
well.
To the pensioners and other communities.
It's true, we do collaborate a lot with the libraries. Our offices, incidentally, are... in the Central Public Library in Floriana.
Uh-huh.
So they're just
right there.
So it's easy to collaborate as well. Our remits overlaps, and it's nice to help, you know, organize these events. Like, for example, every Saturday, book readings for young kids in the morning. The libraries are alive again.
Fantastic. So we should all come and visit the libraries, and if not the libraries, at least come to the book festival, which is happening
9 to the 13th of November at the Mediterranean Conference Centre
in Valletta.
Yes.
Fantastic. I also like to ask all of my guests what types of books they like, what types of books they would write if they had the chance to.
Okay. Well, ironically enough, being part of the Book Council, I have very little time to read. But when I do, I find myself And I love militancy and like big reference books and big photography books. And, you know, I carry them on the plane as well, which is very, very silly of me to do.
Baggage allowance.
But yes, I love those kind of well-researched and beautiful books. Obviously, I read a lot of the latest novels just to keep up to date with especially for work. Mm-hmm. But I find that I juggle books and I have a lot of them going at the same time. A couple of well-written magazines I hope that they classify as well, but they classify as well-written for me.
Reading, yes.
Yes. So yeah, I read a lot and I read haphazardly. I don't just start one book and finish it. No, I have to have a lot of them.
And if you had to write your own book, what sort of book would it be?
That's a very tough question, Monique. It's a very, very tough question.
Maybe something about design or something like that. You know, you have a passion and a skill.
It could be. I wouldn't want to commit, though. It's such a big thing. I love books so much that I just can't imagine me writing one, to be honest. I can see the cover.
Ah, what's the cover look like?
Very minimal. With a red dot or something. Oh, it could be. You know what? It could be like a travelogue. That would be something I'd be interested in writing.
Sponsored, of course.
Ideally, yes. Ideally.
Excellent, though. I'd really like to thank Maria Muscat from the Book Council for joining us today and talking to us about book fairs and the Book Council. Thank you.
Thank you.